7:02 p.m. Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yes, we're past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Just heard the Customs 5. They have the Let's Go in 69 Customs 5s. And Little Louie of the compilation Hodad Hootenanny. It was originally released on the Task label in 1965. Before that, the Woggles from Y2K and the Telstar label did Takamatsu Twist. The Head Coach from 1998. And I wouldn't want to be you. I want to be me. I like being me. Right off the LP, well, actually the CD, the Messerschmitt's Pilot's Severed Hand. I actually have the single with a song whose title will not be named. I did not know there was a whole album behind it. Anyway, before that, the Mach 4 on the Mercury label, 1959, did Dante's Inferno, and then a band called Group Incorporated did Just Call Me Up off the compilation Midnight to 66, came on Y2K on Lance. And it was originally released on the Staff label, 1965. So I guess what Stiff was to 1977, Staff was to 1965. Anyway, 855-915-WMFO. It's 855-915-9636. Locally, 781-350-3264. If you want to throw me off my rhythm. Coming up at 8 o'clock will be a new show. But I do believe the host already banged in sick because he has some place to go. I don't know. Maybe I'll turn this into a three-hour show. Who knows? Nah, I can't do it. I'm too old for that stuff. Anyway. Let's see. Conversation started. 10 minutes so far. Let's see. Oh, it's a lot longer than 10 minutes. But anyway. You listen to WMFO. WMFO broadcast from the campus of Tufts University in Medford, Massachusetts. Our studios are high atop Curtis Hall, so named after the obscure soul singer. And our transmitter high atop Baloo Hall, so named after Jane Fonda. Yeah. Anyway, let's get back into it. I'm not paying to hear me talk. Coming up will be this week's song that everybody knows, and so much more. These are the Desperate Hours. We'll be right back.
Christ's sake.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
This is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
I was born and raised down in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged that folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it. Of course, deep down inside, he was hurt because he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely paid the bills we made. later, Papa passed away, and I became a man that day. So I told Mama I was gonna quit school, but she said that was Daddy's strictest rule. So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chickens and I chopped wood too. Sometimes I felt that I couldn't go on. I wanted to leave, just run away from home. But I would remember what my daddy said, with tears in his eyes on his dying bed. He said, "Patty, I'm depending on you, son. I'll try." Strong rain came and washed all the crops away. And at the age of 13, I thought I was carrying the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. And you know, Mama knew what I was going through, 'cause every day I had to work the fields, 'cause that's the only way we got our meals. See, I was the oldest of the family, and everybody else depended on me. Every night I heard my mama pray, "Lord, give him strength to make."
Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. The station wants you to know that although other physical activities can provide more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that could be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. That counts me out. Anyway, walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, and save you money. With all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's also safer than riding a bike. This is a public service announcement of the floor walkers here at WMFO Tufts Community Radio. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this first hour. First set of the second hour. I'm sorry, first hour. Anyway, you just heard Clarence Carter and Patches. Oh, in 1970 on the Atlantic label. For that, Arch Hall Jr. and the Archers from the kind of combined EGA and Wild Guitar soundtrack. Although they just only give credit to Wild Guitar. And Stakes Theme was originally recorded in 1962, but anyway, it was re-released in 2005 on Norton. For that, Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs from 1965. This week's song that everybody knows, "Woolly Bully." And then we kicked it off for longtime listener Mark from Medford and Tree with No Good Woman. I got the compilation, Pebbles Volume 5. It was originally released on the Pat Barvis label in 1967. Not Beavis, Barvis. Barvis. Anyway. There we go. I try to correct my spelling on the Spinatrons playlist. Yeah, you can relive the horror. I try to post it as fast as I can. I post the link. But WMFO, if you go over to www.wmfo.org and you go over the schedule and go over to Thursday night, scroll down the Desperate Hours, Alex. We keep 2 weeks' worth of archives there, so you can relive the horror tomorrow. Anyway, then I post a link, cutie on social media. Admit it, you're on social media. I'm trying to reconnect. Come on. Can't believe this. There it is. Yeah, go live. Yeah, I want to go live. Boy, you idiots. You idiots. Anyway, I'm having a little bit of a problem with it, but why don't you just get back into it? These are the Desperate Hours.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Hi, this is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York, and you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time, right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Walk down the road, walk up the stairs, open the door, but you're not there. Everywhere I'm looking for you, asking if the neighbors saw you. They ain't got no lie to sell me. All they ever do is tell me, walk, baby, walk, baby, walk, baby, walk, baby, walk. Walk out of town.
Thank you. speakers playing low. And from the room I heard a voice I didn't know. Say, I need you, I need you. Can you imagine how I felt to know that someone else was making love to you? You in there, I should have been myself.
Quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Yes. Anyway, just heard the Trogs and surprise, surprise, I Need You. Came out in 1968 on Fontana. Well, they had the four pack, or maybe they were hospital workers, the IV pack. But anyway, the four pack did What's It? Originally released on the Hippie label in 1967. I got off the compilation She'll Hurt You in the End. Came out in 1995 on Teenage Shutdown. Before that, the Captain Kangaroo theme. And before that, Johnny Neal and the Starliners in Walk Baby Walk. Came out on the Pi label in the UK in 1965. I got off the compilation English Freak Beat Volume 1. Before that, Hoi Polloi did Better Things. Originally released on the Kenwick label in 1968. I got off the compilation Killer Cuts. For that, the VIPs did It. Unknown original label and release date. But I got off the compilation Frolic Dino Volume 6. And we kicked it off with the third Evolution. And Everybody Needs Somebody to Love. Originally came out on the Dawn label, 1966. I got off the compilation Psychedelic States, New York in the 60s, Volume 1. Anyway, got about 19 minutes to go. Whoop, come on now. Yeah. I mean, really? About 19 minutes to go in this broadcast. You can always relive the horror. Go over to www.wmfo.org and you can download the archive to this very show once the playlist is sealed or logged. Just go to www.wmfo.org, go over to schedule, go over to Thursday night, scroll down the Desperate Hours, Alex, and you can play it to your heart's content for the next 2 weeks. Anyway, let's bring this old girl home. You're listening to the Desperate Hours on WMFO.
The only one. Now you're flying free from all adventure, keeping your face hidden behind no danger. A victim of your charm, and you took me away on the path of destiny, where you led me astray. Fans in your heart, you didn't hurt me, you just tore yourself apart. Now I'm in the land of forgetfulness, so far away from your arms and your charms. A victim of your charm, and you took me away on the path of destiny, where you led me astray.
Utah by way of Lexington, Kentucky. When I'm not listening to my own radio show, I'm digging the Desperate Hours with Alex on WMFO 91.5.
Woo! 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 Money!
Yeah. This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you lock in your attic.
7:56 p.m. Eastern Time, and they're playing that song. You know what that means, Linda Jean? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-been, water-cutters, and never-worse from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Anyway, backing me up as always to leave this place is Lemon Lime by The Tempest. They're from Rochester. I got no other information on them, actually. Just heard The Moving Sidewalks. And yeah, you know, I hate those albums that have like all the track listings on one side and some sort of artwork on the other label. I messed myself up. And it was a two-album set. I said, screw it. I'm stopping everything and I'm playing the track I wanted to play. The Moving Sidewalks with Billy Gibbons, later of ZZ Top. 99.4, originally released on the Tantara label in 1967. I got out the compilation. Songs We Taught the Fuzz Stones. Marie Flint. Track that was released on the Cardo label. No idea when it was released. When it was released. I got out the compilation, Savage Rockin' Girls. Name of the track was Let Me Know. For that, Sammy Turner and the Twisters from 1959 on the Big Top label. And Sweet Annie Laurie. Oh, let's see. Yeah, I found myself talking more than I thought I was going to. There we go. Anyway, for that, you're a J.C. Davis and Monkey. I got off the compilation Jungle Exotic, originally released on Chess in 1963. And The Endless kicked off that last set of the evening with a track called Prevailing Darkness. I got off the compilation Total Raunch. It was originally released on the Cardinal label, 1966. Anyway, it's 8 o'clock. I'm tired. I'm hungry. Me gotta go. My name is Alex. As always, the pleasure is mine. I'll be talking at you next week. Please come back. Take care.